Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify's made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Here's your TMB Tech Minute for the morning of Tuesday, July 8th. I'm Mariana Aspuru for the Wall Street Journal. Meta Platforms has hired another top name as part of a weeks-long recruitment push. Apple AI researcher Roaming Pang is joining Meta's new Superintelligence AI division and is set to receive a pay package in the tens of millions of dollars, according to people familiar with the matter. This is the latest in a string of expensive hires by Mark Zuckerberg, as Meta seeks to regain momentum in the AI space. Last week, Zuckerberg announced 11 hires for the new lab, including researchers from OpenAI, Google DeepMind, and Anthropic. Samsung Electronics expects its second quarter operating profit to more than halve from a year earlier due to U.S. trade restrictions. Delays in supplying advanced AI chips to NVIDIA also contributed to Samsung's down earnings. The South Korean tech giant attributed the plunge in earnings guidance partly to its one-off recognition of inventory value losses from U.S. export controls. The company said customer evaluation and shipments of its advanced memory chips are proceeding, while operating losses in its non-memory business are expected to improve in the second half of the year. And Amazon Prime Day starts today, but this year, it'll stretch over 4 days instead of two. This comes as the retailer aims to lure in more shoppers and Prime members. The sale is expected to bring in a record $12.9 billion in the U.S., according to research firm eMarketer, a 53% jump from last year. Also, according to eMarketer, during this year's Prime Day event, shoppers will likely be focused on buying electronics and other goods that could be hit by tariffs later in the year. Before we go, don't forget we're on a new schedule starting this week. We'll have another Tech Minute for you this afternoon, with full TMB episodes in the feed early on Tuesdays and Fridays.